Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, I'd like to think you'd never cross the line in a friendship, but you did accuse me of not actually watching the Olsens so little time, so I don't know that that's true anymore.
I mean, do I know you're a liar? Yes, but I would never cross the line, much like my boy Johnny Cash. I simply walk that line.
Okay. Okay.
So well, keep your accusations to yourself.
I gotta say, you went way too far when it comes to the Olsens, because they are my lifeblood.
Okay.
But I do feel like neither of us would go as far as former NFLer Jay Cutler, who was apparently caught cheating with his friend's wife while they were all on a vacation together.
Yeah, and this is not the first time Jay's been accused of having an affair with a friend.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there are so many people on this planet. Don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, I mean, but also, as the saying goes, keep your friends close and bang them.
Yep, that is the saying. I have it on a pillow.
I know.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, May 19th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you hear a nasty rumor about someone, it's always good to take it with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. I know some of our reviewers don't think we do that, but we do.
We do.
But when you keep hearing it, it's hard to not believe it or buy into it.
Yeah.
And there have been rumors before of Jay Cutler getting involved with a friend when he shouldn't. And now he's getting heat for taking up an affair with his friend's wife. Now, Jay is best known for his time playing with the Chicago Bears. Sorry. Jay is best known for his time playing with Da Bears.
Da Bears.
And multiple sources have spoken to In Touch Weekly about his involvement with a good friend's wife while they were on vacation together.
Oh, yeah. So one source said Jay went on vacation with his kids and his friend and his wife and their kids. And a second source adds, the husband and Jay are good friends and also neighbors. Their kids are all friends. While they were on the trip, Jay was hooking up with his wife. So apparently Jay's friend found out about it somehow, and the insider said he's pissed off, which you
which
think?
Is the dumbest insight into this. Like, of course.
That's like a psychic being like, I'm sensing that someone in your family has died before. It's like, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay's friend apparently confronted him on their vacation and said he knew they'd been hooking up for a long time. Why are we never on vacations like this?
Because we don't want to get into this mess.
But I want to watch it unfold. We need more dramatic friends.
We need more friends. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always our problem.
Yep.
But like we said, this isn't the first time that Jay has been rumored to dip his dong where he shouldn't. He was married to Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach for 7 years until they split up back in April of 2020. And during that marriage, there was talk he had been unfaithful with Kristen's friend, stylist Kelly Henderson.
Yeah, so Kristen actually addressed the rumors on her reality show, Very Cavallari, which was on E! For 3 seasons. It basically just followed her life. Being a mom, she had that new jewelry line, Uncommon James, or as I like to call it, Uncommon Gems. And in the last season of the show, Kristen said she had never believed the rumors that her friend Kelly had hooked up with Jay, but she did blast Kelly for how she handled the situation publicly and accused her of using her friendship for fame. And on the show, Kristen said, the whole time, her whole thing has been like, I don't care about the show. I only care about your friendship. Then added, she drank the Kool-Aid big time. I thought Kelly was the last person on the planet that this would ever happen with.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, it's not like Kelly was like, yeah, I'm banging your husband. She was denying it. So
I know.
What is she?
I don't know. I wonder if maybe it's just that she talked to the press at all about it instead of just ignoring it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, I don't know. But I feel like we hear this so much about like just reality shows ruining friendships.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we need to get a reality show.
I know. I don't care about the warnings. Yep, exactly.
So Kelly has always denied the affair rumors, just like Kristen. But even though Kristen said she thought Kelly was using her for fame, Kelly spoke out in an interview on the Dominic Nadi show and accused Kristen of making up the whole affair rumor to add some drama to her reality show. Which... gosh, where does it end? So Kelly interviewed for the show on Instagram Live back in 2020. And during the interview, she said she was not really sure why her friendship with Kristen ended and said, I got a text from her a week before filming started that she was upset with me. Then I didn't even understand or know what was going on and added that she believed her own busy schedule contributed to the rift.
Yeah, so Kelly said, unfortunately, I think it played into they needed a storyline for the show. Kelly also claimed Kristen discouraged her from commenting on infidelity rumors when they began. Okay, so that is exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm such an expert pop culture tabloids.
Realities.
Kelly said, I was told not to address this because it was bullshit. And if you give life to rumors, it just made them bigger and more true. She also said she never reached out to Jay because she... didn't want her words to get twisted against her.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly also went on iHeartRadio's All's Fair with Laura Wasser podcast in May of 2020 and said she had nothing to do with their divorce and clarified she was not dating Jay Cutler.
This is just, to me, such boring reality drama. Like, it's just so run-of-the-mill vanilla stuff. Like, give me something new.
You're so numb to it now.
I know.
You just need real crazy shit to happen now and you're not satisfied.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. That's how they've gotten us as a society.
But whether or not the rumors of Kelly and Jay shacking up had any truth to them, some people think Kristen suggested Jay was unfaithful when she filed for divorce in 2020. In her filing, she cited Jay had engaged in such inappropriate marital conduct as renders further cohabitation unsafe and improper. She also cited the very classic irreconcilable differences in her filing.
And of course, at the time, Kristen and Jay released a joint statement about their divorce on Instagram, another classic play, saying, with great sadness, after 10 years together, we have come to a loving conclusion to get a divorce. And added, we have nothing but love and respect for one another and are deeply grateful for the years shared, memories made, and the children we are so proud of. So they do have 3 children together, Camden, Jackson, and Sailor James. And they didn't blame anybody or point fingers in the statement, but they did say this is just the situation of 2 people growing apart.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, they both seem fine.
Do they?
Because I know them personally, obviously.
Yeah, they're
but
fine.
But like, this doesn't seem like it was a devastating split. Not that we would necessarily get input into their diary entries, but.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah, the audacity of not telling us your deepest, darkest thoughts.
I know.
Who do you think you are?
Seriously. Well, I don't know. Like, the whole thing about her filing, if she went so far to say many, many times he didn't cheat,
I
don't know. Like, why would she put this in a filing that she knows is going to be made public at some point? So it could have been other... He could have gambled away money. I don't know.
I just think our legislators need to change how we file for divorce and list exclusive detail so we know exactly what you're referring to. Because inappropriate marital conduct could apply to just a smorgasbord of things.
Yeah. And as a judge, you're very well aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now Jay's allegedly not learned his lesson in doing it with his good friend's wife. And his buddy even decided to tell Kristen about it, which, why?
I know.
And she, of course, doesn't want anything to do with this mess.
Yeah, so one source told In Touch, the friend reached out to ex-wife Kristen Cavallari, so that's how she found out. But added, she just wants to distance herself from all of this. Which, of course, that's like when you break up with someone and you're like not friends with them, but people are like, hey, so-and-so is doing this. And you're like, I don't care.
Yes. There's a reason I blocked them on all platforms. Why are you still telling me what's going on in their life?
Exactly. I feel like Jay's friend, who we don't know who this person is.
I know. But Do You, which is the podcast for Do Moi, which gives us so much good celebrity intel, has said that the guy who's married to the girl Jay Cutler hooked up with, allegedly, the guy she's married to is Justin Timberlake's best friend.
Okay.
We still don't have a name, but all of these internet detectives should use their skills, look at tagged posts of Justin Timberlake, see if any of them are posted a lot from the same account, figure out who that guy is. We have the best friend, therefore we have the woman that Jay can't keep his dick out of, allegedly.
Allegedly, important to say. Yeah, love where your head's at, love where you're going. I also feel like whoever this person is just reached out to Kristen because they wanted an ally. So he's like, hey, by the way. And she's like, you know we're divorced, right? Like,
she's going to be like, look, like I told Kelly, you don't get to have this kind of platform from me. I'm not going to make you famous.
Especially now that I don't even have a reality show. Like, I can't even get ratings from this. Don't bother me.
You don't even have a name.
Yeah. You don't say that.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.